Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It is that time of the week, a Fransky Friday, and what a time to do it as the Phillies sweep the Mets right out of Philadelphia with a magic number now of 5 to clinch the National League. Scott Fransky, sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. How are you doing, Scott?
Scott!
I mean, could you be doing any better?
No, not really. I mean, it's great. So. Scott, I have a question to ask you because you're there every day. It already felt like the momentum was changing, you know, with the Mets in this series. But did it felt to me like it made a hard turn when Lizardo made that catch that was screaming right at him. Did it feel that way to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that felt like, you know, the escape the first moment. But I think once he goes back out there and starts to get on a roll, then you start to see that, all right, you know, Phillies have done this a little bit. They have guys that, you know, might have a bad first or whatever, and they recover and they stay in the game and they keep their team in the game. And I think the feeling in the dugout the whole time is one of we can come back in this game. Mm-hmm. If Lizardo holds them here, we're going to come back because, you know, the Mets bullpen problems are pretty well documented. Felt like they had decent at-bats against Peterson. They definitely generated some traffic. So I think the probably, you know, I don't know whether that one thing would have did it. But, I mean, you know, if that ball gets by, that inning could unravel even further. So who knows? Obviously, it put a stop to the bleeding, and they recovered from there.
Well, they did. Closed out by a dominant inning with Duran last night. And Scott, I'm going to ask you a question that I think would have sounded ridiculous on August 1st, but I feel like it's a legitimate question right now. Which one of the two Phillies trade deadline acquisitions has meant more, Harrison Bader or Jhoran Duran? I mean, I'm amazed at how great – I love him. He's so much fun to watch, and he's played like a star. I mean, we all said when they got him, he's a good player, not a star, but he's played like a star here in Harrison Bader.
He's played like a star. He's definitely played above his career norms. You know, I think he's done this defensively everywhere he's gone. He's been a really good defensive player. But what he's been able to bring them offensively has been off the charts and no doubt more than anybody expected. But I think he's also brought, you know, everybody down there will tell you he's brought a little life, little enthusiasm. You know, Rob Thompson calls it a little swagger to the clubhouse and to sort of the attitude. But I think as much as anything, just his performance in 7 games against the Mets as a member of the Phillies, pretty impressive and pretty important. And, you know, obviously a head-to-head matchup that you needed to fare well in. And, gosh, he's been way more than advertised. As for who's been more important, it's a pretty tough question. It's a pretty tough one to answer. I mean, Duran changes the complexion of the bullpen entirely. I think he changes the mental outlook for the players and even maybe some of the other bullpen guys, knowing that, look, you know, I still got my we still got a safety net back there in Duran. I'll get through my inning and pass the baton. And I think the players feed off the idea that, look, we know if we can scratch out a run, Duran's going to hold it. You know, so it's a reasonable question to ask because they both had a huge impact.
They really have. Scott, you mentioned mentality and how Duran has changed the mentality of the bullpen. One thing that, as the year has played out, it's pretty clear that there's something about this team. I don't know if you call it mental toughness, resiliency, because they've had some down days or weeks and moments, series, right? The Mets series in April, the Pirates series in June, Mets again last month, the injury news to Wheeler, unfortunately. And if Scott, it just feels like every time it looks like it could go bad or they're in a bad spot or this thing is going the wrong way, they bounce back right away with a good run, whether it be a sweep or, you know, winning 10 out of 13. It feels like it's happened all year. Every time they've reached their lowest, they bounce right back with a really good streak.
Yeah, you know, we kind of asked a similar question to Lizardo last night on the postgame show and sort of framed in the idea that, you know, they went to New York in April and they lost all three, and then they go on a big run, right? They go on a huge run. The same thing happens now. They lose, you know, three in New York, and they go on a big run. They're 11-3 since then. And why that is, Luzardo really immediately mentioned the fact that there are so many veterans that have been down this road before, and they've seen so much baseball, and they understand how long the season is, and they understand that, you know, one series, both in a positive and a negative, they understand that one series does not a season make, does not define you, does not determine you, you know, your path going forward. They always keep that mentality that, look, we won today or we lost today, but tomorrow's a new day, and we got to do new things tomorrow to try to win that game. And sometimes that it can be really tough for young players. It's certainly tough for fans to hold that viewpoint. you know, we get upset, we get high, we get low, we get all those things. But it's really, really important for those guys to be able to do that because it is such a long season. There are so many games. And they just know how to handle that, I think.
Well, they do. It's a group of vets, a group of guys that have been there a long time, and they welcome another vet in tonight. Scott, we're going to see Walker Buehler start this game tonight, and I thought it was a low-risk and potentially high-reward signing. I mean, this guy has been great in the postseason for the Dodgers. He closed it out last year. Scott, what are your thoughts on what we might get out of him? And really, with the way Nola pitched the other night, now I'm starting to kind of move my thought to if Buehler contributes in the postseason, maybe he could be a guy that comes out of the bullpen like that he did for the Dodgers a little bit last year. What's your thought on Buehler and what we might see tonight?
Yeah, I really don't know. I mean, I know he's searching for something with his fastball. He's searching for a little more command and a little more, you know, a certain kind of feeling. And, you know, he threw a lot of pitches in his minor league tune-up, which in a way is a good thing because they wanted to make sure he was stretched out and he could handle the workload. And, you know, they'd probably let him, if he's pitching reasonably effectively, let him run to 90 pitches or so and see where that puts him. Again, it hasn't been a good year for him, but last year wasn't a good year for him either, and then he still performed well in the playoffs. So I think that gives you a sense of, you know, what he's capable of. And again, you're not asking for him to make 32 starts for you, right? This isn't an off-season move, right? This is, like you said, this is like, all right, maybe we catch lightning in a bottle. If we don't, we don't think it's really any harm, any foul here. Not costing anything. It's costing us a little bit in terms of time and resource, just putting some effort into who he is and what he's got. But I'm with you. I think the reward is high. The potential reward is high. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But I thought it was a great low risk way to try to kick the tires on a guy to see if he's still got some mileage left.
Scott, this weekend is the Royals here in Kansas City, and then a trip to L.A. on Monday night for three with the Dodgers. And that feels like the last really big one before the postseason because the Phillies have a good hold over the Dodgers right now for that two seed. Obviously, yeah. That series will try to keep it. What's your anticipation and what your thoughts on from afar with the Dodgers? Because it looks like they have gotten healthy here, and we might see them again pretty quickly in the postseason.
Yeah, absolutely. It could be. I mean, obviously the way it's padded out, like, you know, shaping up right now is that they would be a second round, you know, the Phillies first round matchup if they were to beat, you know, the Mets as it stands right now. So, yeah, it's a big series. Sounds like they'll get Ohtani. It sounds like they, you know, kind of scratched Ohtani and they're going to use him sometime in the Phillies series. And that makes sense on their end because it matters to them, right, to try to get a bye. And so this is their last chance to play head-to-head against the Phillies and try to catch them. And, yeah, I, you know, obviously the Phillies are going to be thinking about clinching the division somewhere in there. And usually when you have those division clinch games, the next day you have the, you know, you have a roster full of backups running out there. Well, it may not be a situation where they want to do that necessarily. So I think it'll be interesting if they do clinch either, you know, on the eve of or sometime during that series with the Dodgers, because those games do matter a lot.
Yeah, I didn't thought of that. The timeline got moved up with the sweep over the Mets instead of maybe that
in a hurry.
Yeah, I was
theoretically it could happen before the end of the weekend.
It could. Yeah,
you know, before they leave on Sunday, it could happen. But again, a lot has to go their way. But things are going their way right now.
They really are. Scott, let's end with good news, but still we have to see how it fully plays out, which was Trey Turner, and they got the results back from the MRI, and it's a grade one hamstring, which way better than last year, and it puts him on track to be back for the start of the playoffs. Scott, if you had to guess, because when the reports came out and the Phillies talked about it, it sounded like they said, feel good about the playoffs, and maybe before the end of the regular season. Scott, I'm of two minds of it. One, I want to give him the most rest as possible because it's an important player, an important hamstring. But if he doesn't come back before the playoffs, that's a long layoff without him getting any at-bats. What's your thought on playing him that last week if he's ready versus, hey, Trey, just rest that hamstring and get ready for game one of the playoffs?
Pretty sure if he's ready, he's going to get at-bats. But then again, that's only if he's ready. But I do think they'll run him out there to get some at-bats. If he's healthy, they're not going to put him in jeopardy. They're certainly not going to risk making it take any longer. And, you know, sometimes those leg injuries, especially for guys that live on their legs, like Trey, there can be a mental block as well to sort of let it go and, you know, in terms of running down the line. But I do think they will try to get him some reps. And if there's the chance to do that in those final few games against Minnesota, again, that'd be a pretty quick turnaround for an injury like this. But if that was a possibility, I think they would try it.
All right. Hopefully it's quick and hopefully he's back and ready to go and himself for the postseason. They need him. Scott, we appreciate it as always. Have a great weekend. We'll be listening and we all want wins over Kansas City this weekend. So let's get him, Scott.
Have a good one, Scott.
Let's finish it up.
There he goes. Scott Fransky there, the voice of the Phillies.
He sounds kind of excited.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Of course he's excited.
Yeah, I'm just saying, he sounded
excited. Oh, he's getting ready for postseason baseball.
Yeah.
One thing he brought up that I didn't think of. So, Hugh, the series is in Los Angeles, right? Monday, mm-hmm. Tuesday, Wednesday, they play the Dodgers. The Dodgers are chasing the Phillies for the 2 seed.
That sounds crazy.
I know.
I mean, it just sounds crazy.
But the Phillies are in a good spot, right? I would say as long as we get one in L.A., they're going to still be in a good spot.
Mm-hmm.
Two would be great. Obviously, if they sweep the Dodgers, they're burying them for the 2 seed. But Scott brought something up. Usually when a team clinches, the next day all the backups play because what happens? The starters celebrate all night. I wonder if they don't do that if it's the Dodgers series. You can't just hand the Dodgers a free win as they're chasing you in the division.
So you're saying do you party like a rock star?
Maybe you do not if it's around the Dodgers series, because you got to go out there the next day and play the Dodgers.
Yeah, work needs to be done.
I hadn't thought of that. That was an interesting point. And Walker Buehler tonight, his first start as a Philly. We'll keep our eye on that one. How great was it though to bury the Mets? I mean, you guys wanted 3 out of 4. I said I would take the two out of the four. But once we got to 3, I was like, oh, this is great. Just sweep them.
Yeah. Feed me the Mets in the playoffs.
You've gone all the way now.
I have done a complete 180.
Okay.
Feed me the Mets.
Well, if
they stink.
If it holds the way it is now, we will be able to watch the Mets and Dodgers play in the first round and get to choose our fighter.
And I will be rooting for the Mets. Ooh, that
sounded weird.
Yeah.
It sounded weird coming out.
I might dump that.
Yeah, I think you might have to. It's almost like a curse. But I you might not be the only one after the way this week happened. All right, 215-592-9494. For our Twitter question, we have quite a few up today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. All right, quite a few polls out there today. I'm obviously starting with the game itself on Sunday. Do you expect an Eagles win on Sunday? 86% voting the opposite of Hugh Douglas with yes, expecting the win on Sunday. What are you, hopeful? Hopeful, Hugh?
I hope they win, yeah.
It sounds so timid.
I mean, it's the way the question was presented to me.
Because
I know that they're going to come out swinging. Kansas City's going to come out swinging. They might be a little banged up, but they're still a pretty formidable animal.
They're underdogs.
I'm such an Eagles doubter. I know.
I was thinking about, like, I watched this documentary the other day.
Which one?
It was on the honey badger.
Okay.
And how the honey badger ain't afraid of nobody, right? So it was a pack of wild dogs.
Not the guy that played for the Saints.
This is like a for real honey badger.
And
they had one where the honey badger got attacked by a bunch of dogs, right?
Okay.
And it fought all the dogs, and the dogs were like biting the honey badger and stuff like that. Right. But they couldn't get through the honey badger's tough skin.
So the Chiefs to the honey badger?
No, I just felt like telling the story.
I don't give a
I just felt like telling.
How does that apply?
I mean, because they're tough and they.
I know it's
like,
the Chiefs to the honey badger.
Worst story I've ever heard.
Not the worst.
It was really bad.
No,
really
but bad. I'm just saying the honey badger kind of, you know, it's tough little animal.
So you're afraid of the Chiefs?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, you know, you just can't overlook your opponent. Like, the dogs attacked the honey badgers, like 6 of them.
Yeah.
And that guy was right. You are the most negative one on the show.
I know. It actually was a clairvoyant point. Yeah.
And the honey badger was fighting them.
Oh, my goodness.
And they couldn't do nothing with him, so they just gave up. I don't know how that correlates to what
we're talking.
Eagles
are going to give up.
I don't know how that correlates to the story, but it was the toughness of the honey badger that it might. Basically, I was trying to say don't overlook your opponent.
I'm not overlooking them. I just think the Eagles are better than them.
No, because Kyle talking about killing folks and destroying teams. And
winning by a lot. Let's just clarify that.
A lot of dumps necessary this segment.
Hold on.
Just winning by a large margin.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Killing folks.
Yeah, that is.
That wasn't the best phrasing.
No, it wasn't. All right, who won the debate, Jolly or Elliot? You'd be shocked to who's winning this poll.
Yeah.
Well, who's losing the poll? Mm-hmm. Elliot's losing the poll.
Seriously?
Of course. Do you think if you put my name, Elliot's name, Spike's name, or DeCamera's name into a poll, we just lose the poll?
Because they don't like you.
Yeah, I mean, at least that's what happens
on
Twitter.
People don't want to listen.
Well, if they heard
that, the way you played that and the time you played it was just not right.
Yeah. All right, I got to put everyone on the spot. Who won the debate? Elliot or Jolly?
Oh, Jolly kicked his ass, 6-0.
For the sake of being petty like Kyle, I'm going to go Jolly. Because Jolly, for whatever reason.
It would eat Elliot alive if everybody told him that.
So I need your help with this, because I scored the debate, and I have it pretty close, but I have a tiebreaker. I need to figure out the tiebreaker. What was your opinion on Elliot throwing the clickbait thing back at him?
I really like that.
It was petty.
So
I respect.
Jolly's done this to me. He's done it to Spike, and now he did it to Elliot. Elliot chose to throw it right back at him. No, you're using clickbait. You thought it was. What did you think it was?
I thought it was petty. I respect that. I respect that.
Well, if we're using that on Elliot's side, then I scored the debate for Elliot. I believe Elliot Shore Parks won the debate. I don't even agree with Elliot, but I thought he won the debate over Jolly. Our last Twitter poll, should the Eagles force feed the ball to A.J. Brown on Sunday? Hugh, this is interesting how close this one is. 55% say no, 45% say yes, force feed the ball to A.J. Brown on Sunday.
Force feed is interesting.
Because that means you're really
trying to get him involved in the game plan. I mean, I get what you're saying because you want to appease him. You don't want – happy A.J. Brown, I think, is better for everybody. But at the same time, what if you're going into the game and they – I don't think it's going to happen, but they say, hey, we're not going to let A.J. Brown beat
us. They're doubling him, right?
Yeah. They're not going to let A.J. Brown have a good game. Then you put yourself in a position where – It could be a detriment to the team, and I don't think you want to do that.
Well, of course not. It's almost like small picture, big picture, right? Like the game is small picture, the season is the big picture. And in the big picture, I think they need to get him involved just to keep – I just feel that what wide receivers with big personalities, there's only so long this lasts.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to be in a position, in a situation where he's truly disgruntled.
Right. And look –
because you're going to need him.
Think about last year. From October on, in terms of team success, you couldn't have had it any better, right? They won. Mm-hmm. They didn't lose a game with the starting quarterback the entire time. You would think everyone's happy, and yet he wasn't happy. So this season's probably going to be a little bit more up and down. It's going to be less easy to win all those games in a row. I need him on board with everything, and we heard it last segment. He didn't love the idea of a participation trophy. He wants the football. I want to throw him the ball in the first play of the game. Where do you guys come down on the AJ thing? And are the Eagles going to win this game? Do you expect them to? 215-592-9494. Andy in Westchester, up on WIP.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Andy.
Yes, I expect the Eagles to romp this weekend. It's fun. I was thinking about, last year I actually kind of expected them to stomp them in the Super Bowl, but I wouldn't say anything. And I guess it's just because of decades of disappointment. And anytime you got your heart up, you know, you felt good about something, you got your heart torn out. And I think we're at a point now in Philadelphia with our sports teams that you can just kind of let it go again. And I think that they're going to plow them this weekend.
Yeah, there's a sense of like calm and confidence that is not typical, right? Like usually like, uh-oh, we got to go. Hugh's the only one living in the past. The rest of us are like, nah, they're better than the Chiefs. And Hugh's like, history and Andy.
I'm just giving you what my assessment of the situation, that's all.
Yeah, well, the third eye and all that stuff.
Yeah, third eye.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
It's somewhat uncomfortable or just an unusual feeling that I'm trying to embrace and accept. But, yeah, I really think it's going to be another mauling. Just looking at the way that, I know it's not the same offensive line defensive line as we had last year, but just the way it just seemed like a wave going over them. And I just want to see Patrick Mahomes get hammered again.
Oh, I think we all do. I don't know if you saw it last week, Andy. Did you see when he was out by the sidelines and he kind of took a cheap shot at the Chargers corner?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see that, Hugh?
That thing I saw when he pushed him or something.
Well, because, in the last few years, he does this thing where he'll kind of flop out of bounds. Yeah. Like, he'll bait you into pushing him. Or the one thing he did last year was, like, pretend he was going to go out of bounds and then duck underneath for, like, 10 more yards.
Yeah.
You know what I want the Eagles? If he does that thing where he's tiptoeing around the sidelines, Andy, I just want whoever it is, whether it's Nolan or Cooper, just blast him. I mean, like, do not let him dictate the terms of if he's going out of bounds or running through you. Enough of that stuff.
Take the penalty if need be.
You know, I'm with you. I would take a 15-yard. You know why? Because if Cooper, let's say it's Cooper. If Cooper rocks him by the sideline, he lands on his throwing shoulder, he's not doing that stuff anymore.
Yeah, because who was it last night? Didn't Jordan Love, he bucked one of the corners?
Jordan Love did. Yeah, because you know what happens? I think the corners, when it's D-backs, they slow down so they don't get the penalty.
Yeah, and he got bucked.
Yeah, no, he ran him over. All right, Andy, what do you got? Who do you want to go in the ring with Hugh Douglas?
Reality.
That's a good one.
Boy, reality is like a -400 favorite in that one. Andy, I like it. Hugh versus reality.
Good. That's good. I am in reality.
You'd be flailing against reality.
No, I'd be reality's ass all day. Reality.
We give you reality every day, and you lose.
Because y'all don't know
reality,
what y'all talking about.
Reality dominates you on a regular basis.
Y'all know what y'all
it's -400 reality against Hugh in a ring. I mean, it's not even close.
Telling people to live their truth.
Live your truth, man. Live your truth.
But we don't,
So like the antithesis of reality, by the way.
No, I'm saying live your truth. Yeah. I mean, it's just, if it's not a lie if you believe it. That's how it usually goes.
That's the George Costanza line, yeah.
It's not a lie if you believe it.
Yep.
Well,
it is. But yeah, but you just.
If you believe it, it's not a lie. Well, that, true.
That's how George beat the polygraph test, because he just went in there and said.
I know Elliot beat it too.
Yeah. Well, I think Elliot just truly lives in the world of his takes, and that's he just goes all in. And by the way, we have a. I see Spike Eskin here weighed in on the Elliot and Jolly debate today.
What did he say?
Spike said, this is his tweet, Elliot eviscerated Jolly in today's debate. Regardless of how you feel about the topic, Elliot roasted Jolly. No disrespect to Jolly, who got obliterated.
Wow, so he's saying 5-1.
Well, I believe Spike thinks he also beat Jolly. I don't think Spike accepts that some believe he lost his own
Spike,
debate.
4-2 then.
No, but see,
what debates has Jolly won? Can anyone answer this?
All of them.
He beat you.
You voted me the winner that day.
Well,
which
for,
that tells
for the
me
same.
You are being annoying.
I am being annoying.
Being annoying. You're trying to get me upset again for no reason. None.
I'm sitting here and I was just so surprised that it bothered you as much as it did when he said it.
Because it's BS. And we all know it, all right? 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. All right, you can weigh on the phones on all this stuff. Elliot Jolly, who won the debate? Do you expect the Eagles to win? They're favorites in the game. And I got Hugh over here trying to, like, throw cold water on
cold,
the Eagles as favorites in the game. Now, I expect them to win the game on Sunday. And should they force feed the ball to AJ? I want the first pass of the game to go to AJ Brown. Just to get everyone back on the same page, 58 minutes without a target is just not going to work long term. I think we all know that. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. Mike Tyson, 40 minutes from now, will be with us to talk about his show. We have those tickets for you. Who do you want to step in the ring with Hugh Douglas? Best answer we get wins those tickets. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
If your mattress has been playing soft lately, which sounds crazy, it's time to make a move. The Red Tag Clearance event is on at the Mattress Warehouse. And the savings are serious. Now you can save up to 60% on all top brands like Sealy, Serta, and Tempur-Pedic. Even better, floor models are up to 70% off while supplies last. Plus, people, you can score a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. Y'all hear me talk about this adjustable base. You can move your bed up and down. You know, make it vibrate and do all the other stuff. Especially if your mattress playing soft, you might want to, you know, have your mattress being able to, you know, do all that other good stuff. Don't wait. Do what I did. Visit Mattress Warehouse today, where you can shop like a pro and sleep like a champ. And when you do, make sure you tell them Hugh Douglas told you to stop by and get a mattress and just tell them I said hi. The Red Tag Clearance event is happening now only at the Mattress Warehouse. Shop the entire selection and find the location nearest you at mattresswarehouse.com, mattresswarehouse.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.